Sporty, written by Jude Williamson Wright. This is the story of Mr. Sporty, the sportiest fellow you've met, or the sportiest fellow you've never met. Did you know that Mr. Sporty lifts 4,000 pound weights like they're only 10 pounds? He can also run 100 meters in 5 seconds. In football, he can score a goal from 20 meters. As you can see, Mr. Sporty is sporty by name and even more sporty by nature. Now, it just so happens that Mr. Sporty lives in Sportyland. The land is so sporty that even the daisies seem to do push-ups as you walk past. Mr. Sporty lives in a large cottage called Very Fit Cottage. It has a large garden that Mr. Sporty uses every day for different sporting activities. Every morning, he sets his alarm for 5:30. Do you know why? He gets up early and does 50 push-ups, then 30 pull-ups, followed by 25 sit-ups. Mr. Sporty is a very strong man.
Apart from doing lots of exercise, do you know why Mr. Sporty is so strong?
Well, will you let me tell you the secret about Mr. Sporty's strength? He eats a lot of eggs. Eggs? Yes, eggs. The more eggs Mr. Sporty eats, the stronger he becomes. And the stronger he becomes, the more exercise he can do to get fit. And the fitter he gets, the sportier he becomes. One sunny morning, Mr. Sporty was having breakfast, or should I say, eggfast. He was having eggs followed by eggs, and then one more egg for luck. After his enormous eggfast, he sat down in his chair when he heard a knock at his front door.
Knock, knock, knock.
Who is it? Asked Mr. Sporty. Suddenly, his front door opened. It was the postman holding an important letter.
Hello, said the postman. I've got a letter for you. Thank you, said Mr. Sporty. Quickly, Mr. Sporty opened the letter. I can't believe it,
exclaimed Mr. Sporty.
I'm going to...
And then he fainted before he could finish his sentence. Would you like to know what the letter said? It said...
Dear Mr. Sporty, you are invited to the Mr. Men and Little Miss Olympics. It will take place on Sunday, 22nd of July at 9 a.m. at Holen Park in Nonsense Land. You will be taking part in the triathlon consisting of swimming, cycling and running. Yours sincerely, Mr. Silly, Mr. Nonsense and Little Miss Scatterbrain in Nonsense Land.
When Mr. Sporty stood back up on his feet, he was still very surprised. Wednesday, Thursday and Friday came and went. Saturday came too. Mr. Sporty was anxious for Sunday. That night, he couldn't sleep. He was too excited about the triathlon. The following day, he walked to Nonsense Land, which took him under 8 minutes. When he got there, there were a lot of people waiting to do their different events.
Little Miss Quick was doing the 100-meter sprint. Mr. Strong was doing weightlifting. Little Miss Somersault was doing gymnastics. Mr. Tickle was rock climbing. And Mr. Impossible was doing football, but accidentally kicked the football into space. He wasn't called Mr. Impossible for nothing.
Mr. Sporty was stretching when he bumped into Mr. Strong. Hello, Mr. Sporty, said Mr. Strong. Are you excited? Yes, replied Mr. Sporty. Then a whistle blew. Oh, the swimming is about to start. I have to go, Mr. Strong, commented Mr. Sporty. Bye, Mr. Sporty, said Mr. Strong. Hope you do well. All the contestants went to the starting line. The first event was to swim 1,500 metres across Green Lake, the longest lake in Nonsense Land. On your marks, get set, go, said Mr. Fair.
The contestants were off.
Little Miss Lucky was in the lead, followed by Mr. Tickle, followed by Mr. Sporty, and so on. But there was a problem. "Where's Mr. Model?" asked Mr. Sporty. But nobody had an answer.
"Look," cried Mr. Noisy. "Mr. Model is swimming backwards."
"Oh dear," groaned Mr. Sporty. Everyone was distracted.
"Now's my chance,"
whispered Mr. Sporty, and he started swimming very quickly. "Mr. Sporty is trying to win," said little Miss Lucky.
Everyone turned and looked at Mr. Sporty swimming. "Na na 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 na, you can't catch me," boasted Mr. Sporty.
Then he learned a valuable lesson. Never, ever underestimate your opponents. Mr. Sporty was showing off and didn't realise that little Miss Lucky was moving closer to the finish line. At the final stretch, little Miss Lucky beat Mr. Sporty by an inch.
"Hey, not fair," grunted Mr. Sporty.
"Na na ni na na, I won," boasted little Miss Lucky as she plopped on her gold medal. Mr. Sporty got a silver medal. "At least coming second is better than being last," thought Mr. Sporty. "The next event is cycling," announced Mr. Fair.
Mr. Sporty and the other contestants got ready.
"Go!" shouted Mr. Fair, and the contestants were off. Everyone clapped and cheered as the contestants cycled with all their might. Mr. Noisy was in the lead when he shouted in everyone's ears. "Ouch!" began Mr. Sporty. "That hurt my ears." Then Mr. Sporty saw his chance to win the race, and he cycled very quickly to the final stretch. However, he was going too fast and fell off his bike, and everyone passed him. Mr. Sporty was very sad as he was placed last in the cycling. "The next event is running," said Mr. Fair. "On your marks, get set, go!" shouted Mr. Fair.
The contestants were off. Little Miss Lucky was in the lead, but didn't realise there were hurdles until it was too late. She ran slap bang into a hurdle.
"Ouch!" shouted Little Miss Lucky as she began to cry because her feet were hurting. "Oh no!" cried Mr. Sporty. "I need to help her." And then he stopped to assist Little Miss Lucky while the other contestants ran past them. When they finally got to the finish line, Little Miss Lucky was feeling much better. However, they were placed last because they stopped during the race. "Thank you, Mr. Sporty. You have been very kind to me," said Little Miss Lucky. Mr. Sporty was proud of himself. Even though he didn't win any of the events in the triathlon, he had done a good deed. Just then, Mr. Fair made a surprise announcement. For being the kindest and the most helpful person in the triathlon, nevertheless, the least bossy, the least rude, and the least mean person in the triathlon, come to stage, Mr. Sporty, said Mr. Fair. Mr. Sporty was awarded the Kindness Cup. He wasn't expecting this.
"What?" exclaimed Mr. Sporty. He was very surprised.
"Mr. Sporty, come up and take your trophy," said Mr. Fair. "Oh, thank you," replied Mr. Sporty in disbelief. That day, Mr. Sporty learned a valuable lesson. Kindness is more important than winning. Mr. Sporty remembered the day he won the Kindness Cup at the Mr. Men and Little Miss Olympics. If you ever visit Sportyland, you can see Mr. Sporty's Kindness Cup displayed near the front door of his very fit cottage. The end.